Domestic violence, victims need homes, and services now. Amy Cousins, Bradford Socialist Party. Austerity measures have cut off roads of support and means to escape. Austerity is directly responsible for women's deaths. And as soon as the lockdown started, domestic violence rates soared. During the first month of lockdown, 3 times more women were murdered by their partners than in the same month in 2019. One woman, Victoria Woodhall, was stabbed to death, in broad daylight, in her street, in front of her children, by her husband. 26 women and girls have been murdered since the start of lockdown, and counting. In Doncaster, 4 women were murdered in less than a month. Domestic violence organizations entered this crisis with a lack of bed spaces and severely declining funds. Last year, 60% of applications to refuges had to be refused due to lack of space. Wuhan in China saw a tripling of domestic violence cases in its first month of lockdown. So the government and councils must have known this was coming, and did nothing. 262 refuge bed spaces are currently closed, because the organizations have not been given extra funds to put measures in place to ensure they can open safely. During the lockdown, the government has announced a variety of figures promised to domestic violence organizations to support their work. Initially, the Tories announced a figure of £37 million, but the New York Times reported on the 2nd of July that between them, the various organizations had received just £1 million of this. The Tories are happy to provide handouts to big business costing the public purse billions, but will not ensure the safety of women's lives. A mass campaign is needed to win back the money taken from our refuges, and to ensure that women and all domestic violence victims have the means and accommodation they need to be safe. Reversal cuts to domestic violence services, and wider council services. Social work, adult education and language services, among others, can all be crucial in helping women escape abusive relationships. Living wages and benefits and free education at all levels are also important to guarantee independence. And most of all, victims need somewhere to escape to. Councils should seize empty homes now and embark on a mass program of council house building. Private accommodation must be subject to democratic rent caps and fully enforced quality standards.